Welcome to the Forever Woman Podcast. Here's Matthew Coast.
Do guys have an age barrier? Like for me at 48, I would only date someone between 46 and 52. Some do, some don't. It really depends on them and it really depends on you, just like some women do and some women don't. What I've found though is that a lot of times people think that something should be different than how it is, or they think that they'll like something different. So they have like these arbitrary ages, right? They're like, oh, I only date a guy that's 5 years older than me or 5 years younger than me or something like that. And then they meet a guy that's 7 years older than them and they really like him and they enjoy dating him. And they're like, oh, you know what? I don't care anymore. I was at this Airbnb one time in Colorado, and it was this huge Airbnb with tons of people in it. And I ended up meeting this couple there. And of course, we started talking about relationships naturally, because it's the topic that I love to talk about. And everybody, whenever somebody asks me what I do, it's like, it becomes the topic that everybody wants to talk about. And so this couple, right, they'd gotten married, I think it was like a couple of weeks before I met them. And I was asking them how they met, right? And like what they did. And they ended up meeting on this dating site. And one of the things that kind of slipped out when we were talking was the guy goes, yeah, I lied to her when I met her. I told her that I was 6 feet tall and I'm only 5'11". And she's like, yeah, if he would have told me that he was 5'11 and not 6 feet tall, I never would have gone on a date with him. And so because he lied, I ended up meeting him and I fell in love and we were great together and we ended up getting married. Because she was like, I don't want to date a guy that's shorter than 6 foot tall, right? And so a lot of people have kind of these arbitrary things and these rules that don't make any sense, and they put them in place and it's actually stopping them from finding a great person, because the rules aren't, that's not usually how things work, right? And that's why I don't like rules that are just like, hey, do this amount of time or that amount of time. I mean, there's some things out there that are actually, like, there's studies and research that's done about them. And so those things I'll talk about. Like, I talk about the thing where if a guy's been with you for 6 months, then he knows for a fact what kind of a relationship he wants with you. And those kinds of things I think are important. But some of these other things, like, you know, don't hook up with a guy for 90 days, right? Like, why, right? Like, there's a reason behind it. And if you don't have a reason behind it, then you're just doing something to do something. And that usually doesn't get most people the result that they want. And so a lot of times when you say things like, oh, I have this age barrier, so if somebody's, you know, more than 2 years younger than me, I'm not going to date them. And then you meet somebody and you really like them and you would have had a great relationship with them, but you cut them off because, you know, they're 3 years younger than you. Right? And you don't do 3 years younger than you. And so you have to think about that a little bit and make sure that you're doing things that make sense for you and aren't stopping you from getting into something great because you're arbitrarily just putting it in place.
If you're ready to attract a man who loves you, sees you, and cherishes you, visit the ForeverWomanFormula.com right now.